TY Mobile.
Or ULP.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good over here. How about yourself?
Running some errands today.
Hope you get all those done and have anything else planned for the day?
I'm actually working on my house and just trying to do some maintenance and clean up some stuff. What you doing?
Thinking of going to the, probably going to an indoor swimming pool. What is your name again?
This is Daniel.
Okay, so you are the KI4DTY. Yeah, that's you. All right, there's more than one Daniel, and most of you are pretty close together in my logbook.
I think there's two, maybe three of us.
There's a few common names that like to copy up on each other. There's like more than one Dave, Daniel, and probably a few others.
I didn't realize there's that many Daniels until the other day when I heard a couple. I heard one Daniel who actually calls the net control, and then I heard another one sign in.
I have not met another Alexander, so, you know, it doesn't seem like my name's too common, so, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're safe there.
Anything that you got planned for tomorrow or anything?
We were going to host a New Year's Eve party, but I think we're just going to do, like, a little home, just by ourselves, order some pizzas. Play Rock Band and some other games. How about you?
For ULP, for Station ID. Yeah, I don't think we have any plans for New Year's Eve. I don't know how off time today, but if not today, maybe tomorrow I'll try to make a little go box for HD.
I'll be looking at building a little battery box to charge and power up my radio. Just, you know, have some USB plugs on it, maybe a light and a cigarette lighter.
Be in handy. You know, that'd be a fun project. I would like to do that myself, except I don't think I have the... I don't think I'm able to figure that out yet, and plus I don't have a starting iron.
Items, so I figured I could maybe buy the rest off of Amazon or something. I watched a couple YouTube videos on it, and plus I've built some batteries in the past, so I think I may try my hand at this little Go battery box type system.
Is your battery box in the shack? Or for, like, a field day and, like, operating, like, outside?
Yeah, I don't do field days. I'm brand new to him as well, so... But, yeah, to do more, like, emergency backup, use it if I go camping or something, have it where it'll run the radio, but it'll also charge phones or anything else.
And a piece of equipment to have, yeah, when you're going camping, so, yeah... I try and have, my goal is to kind of build a go box to, like, protect my handheld because we do a good bit of traveling. So, you know, I like to be able to take my radio with me, and I don't want it to be, you know, damaged to me so I can have somewhere to put it after I'm done using it. So that's my goal, to build one of those. I don't know if I'll be able to do it how it's like. I'm not sure yet.
That worked out pretty sweet. Now, I know what HT do you have, and what's your base station?
Could you try that again?
Yep. What is your HT that you use, and what is your base station?
Two HTs that I use. I have a 5-watt Barophone or Bofing, whatever that name is, and then a 10-watt HT, and then I have an Anytone 25-watt mobile radio as my base.
I know from hearing you talk, Russell RCL helped you set that up, right? The base station?
Yeah, that let me borrow the power source, and he's the one that able to connect me up with that J-pole antenna and build a mount for it. So yeah, he did a lot to help me get on the air. Helpful. He's helped me, you know, a lot in the hobby.
Get to meet and know Russell.
Russell, from for as long as I can remember, it's probably been over 5 years that he's known him. But my dad's a stock. He should stock footage, and he went to the fire department, our local fire department, to see if he could shoot some footage there. And Russell just happened to be the chief there, and he was also interested in shooting stock footage, and then they just formed a friendship, and my dad would take us over to the fire station, and we'd play on the trucks, and then, you know, Russell got out of the fire department, we still remained our relationship, and, you know, we just, he built a homeschool room for us out of our back porch, so, you know, we've known him for a while, and he's a really nice guy.
Let's go our three boys as well.
School, or do you still homeschool?
He's still homeschool.
So what is their age group? High school, middle school, or elementary?
All three. So my oldest is 15, and then 14, and then my youngest is 11.
It's also 11. So are any of them interested in getting their amateur radio license?
To get their radio license. My oldest, Ethan, he's actually closest to taking the test. He's been studying for the past 6 months, and so I think he's about ready. He's taken the fake test on that ham study a few times, and I think he's ready. He's passed it like 4 or 5 times now.
So get another youth in the hobby that, you know, is closer to my age, because, you know, right now I'm the only one, and then I'm not sure if you've contacted Andrew. I'm forgetting his call sign. I know he's in my logbook somewhere, but he also has, a 9-year-old son that's interested in getting his license. So, yes, Andrew's call sign is KO4CEF, and, you know, so hopefully, and then another guy named Todd, his call sign is KO4TFW, was at a Boy Scout camp this week and doing some amateur radio, and there's about 4 or more Scouts interested in getting their license. Hopefully we can get more youth on the air.
Hey, I'm going to have to jump out for just a second. This is KI4DTY. I'll be clear just for a few.
KO4, you will be clear.